So, I came back from Miami with a sprained ankle, and I don't know what happened. I might have fallen over, and my heel's junk, but I don't think I can run for a little bit. And then I think I caught a cold, too. It's the beginning of it. I'm trying to clear that up, though. What I was going to talk about is choices. And everybody has choices. We choose things every day, from like having a glass of water to, I don't know, whatever. Everything is a choice. So when I hear about people taking drugs because they couldn't cope with their life, or alcoholism because of the pressure, or whatever, I don't know. You have to be strong, you know? I'm not saying, like, I'm saying my own views towards this. Like, of course, a lot of people go through the same pressures in everyday life, and with family, with mortgage, especially with the recession and shit. I might as well be a fucking cokehead or whatever. Actually, coke is an expensive habit, so what would I be taking? I don't know, generic, some sort of pain pills or something. But, no, like, you have a choice. And if you are weak, you give in, you just let yourself sort of, like, tell yourself it's okay to do these things. I don't know. I have never been an alcoholic, so I can't really tell. It may seem like I'm an alcoholic from my beer post, but that's when I got to dinner. I have like 1 to 2 beers. I'm not necessarily drinking from home from the moment I wake up till like all hours, and I gotta drink a keg to get drunk. That's not really my situation, but I do enjoy an occasional beer. So, and also I would never, actually times did get tough this last weekend, and I thought about kind of mending the pain myself, like, oh, maybe I should take something to calm down, does anyone have anything, and I would never say that, but it was really hard for me. And then I thought about it, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? No, absolutely not, and I didn't do it. I didn't give in. I want to be strong enough to just completely have control over that sort of situation when I become weak, to not do things like that would take me further down the road, like backwards, instead of helping me in the long run. And I've seen way too many people get involved with all that stuff, especially living here in LA. My friends, whoever. I've never seen a functioning crackhead who was completely organized and getting shit done, going to work, whatever. Like, they always got drama and, I don't know, some shit, some sort of problems, and paranoid and screaming for attention, and everybody's got to, like, I don't know. I just don't see how that's attractive. And if you can't notice, I don't know. I mean, we're old enough to fucking tell that if we wanted to get involved in stuff like that, like, don't you know what happens? Like, really? I don't know. It just seems really apparent to me that it would go downhill. But I don't know if that makes sense to you or to anyone. If you like doing drugs, more power to you. Just my piece on how you look like an idiot. But it's okay, because you're going through tough times. No one else is. So at least you can afford to have the alcohol and drugs. And I'm thankful I had my fucking cold medicine tea bag for my water. So that hopefully that'll make me feel a little bit better. I hate to be that hippie or whatever, but I am into natural medicines. Because they actually work better and faster, and they don't... Like, I feel like the conventional drugs, like at the drugstore, they might stop the symptoms, but they'll clog you up and they last longer. When I use, like, natural remedies, just like apple cider vinegar with water and lemon or, like, tea and, you know, just the basic cold remedies, chicken soup, they work too. You don't need to buy all that bullshit. But NyQuil will help you sleep, and there are a few things that I do take that are over the counter, but I'm not necessarily like, oh, I gotta fucking go to the doctor and get all these pills, and we're just like a pill nation. Everyone thinks, oh, something's wrong, I gotta take a pill for like any reason. Oh, I failed a test, let me take a pill to fall asleep because I'm so depressed over what happened. Alright, so it's my random fucking rant on that shit. And I guess I'll talk about the San Francisco Giants, the riots, and how I feel about that a little bit. Let's see how much time I have. Okay, 3 minutes. I'm really disgusted. I hate that they riot, that people riot for sport games. I don't care what game it is, whatever, if it's like the LA Lakers or baseball, or I guess in Europe you guys have fights too. Riots. I think it's dumb. Especially now since cities don't even have money and like they're fucking like throwing shit on the trains and lighting buses on fire and like, you guys are ruining your own cities. Like, you guys have to take public transportation. That's your tax dollars. So, as much as it may seem fun to, like, go to the riot and drink on the streets and start a fire and fuck up people's businesses, no big deal. You don't know them, right? Take pictures and post them on Facebook. That's really cool. I don't know. It's just really stupid. But it's interesting to see that people were doing that on the West Coast, and then on the East Coast, people were preparing for the storm, and you see trees being knocked over, and electricity's out, and millions of homes, and just a bunch of stuff going on, ambulances and whatever. And then on our side, the people are, like, literally burning down their town. So, nature versus idiots. Yeah, that's God bless America, right? All right, well, I think that's about it for now. Ciao.